Good morning and welcome to the only lifestyle show in the Lowcountry featuring guest topics and trends for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. I'm Rebecca Imholz. This is Let's Talk Boomers. And as I mentioned before the break, I am so glad to have with us today two lovely women. We're going to be talking with Dr. Barbara Boatwright. She's a clinical psychologist. She's a boomer. She has done what we talk about on this show. She has reinvented herself. She started the next best phase of her life with her newly formed nonprofit, Life Resources. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Well, I am so glad to meet you. And I have to thank Linda Waterman with Refreshed Women for making this wonderful introduction. And Linda, you're here with us again today. It's our monthly segment. So glad to have you here.
I'm always thrilled to be here with you, Rebecca. And I love bringing wonderful people to you. So.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We love having wonderful people on the show, too. It makes my job a lot easier. So let's get started. Barbara, first I want to talk about you as a baby boomer woman. What are some of the challenges that you feel boomer women are facing and why?
You know, as I've been contemplating that question this week, I remember being a child and seeing that commercial on television with the woman in her white gloves and the dress, and she's dusting, you know, looking perfect.
I do remember that.
And there was a jingle that went with it that said, I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan because I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. And I think we are the first generation who has had the expectation to do it all. We're the first generation to have more women working outside the home, and now that's become a necessity to be able to just survive in this world as expensive as it is these days. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of pressure, I think, that we put on ourselves to be able to do it all well. The other thing that struck me is that, and I don't know about you all, but when I was growing up, my parents were not as involved with me as I think parents are today with their children. We have a phenomenon that some people call helicopter parenting, where we are pushing our children to do things earlier, better. There's this expectation of perfection and accomplishment that I don't remember having the pressure on as a child that I see children under today. And so I think that we're driven in these areas, particularly of work-life balance, as well as, you know, almost looking at our children as signs of our own accomplishment or success as a parent. And that puts a lot of pressure on women today.
I have heard the term a hovering mother.
Yes.
Mothers who hover. That I've heard that quite a bit. And yes, I think I agree with you there that there is more pressure. It's almost become an extension of ourselves in terms of how our children are doing in life. As boomers, a lot of us, though, now have become empty nesters. And hopefully, as I like to say, fly, little bird, fly. Hopefully, they've been able to leave the nest and go right on and face life on their own. So as boomer women who have invested so much of ourselves in our children, what are the issues that we face when we are the empty nester?
Absolutely. I think if we have found a sense of our identity in ourselves as a parent, or even in ourselves as in our work rather than at a deeper level, then we face a crisis of identity when our children leave home. And I don't think that in some ways you can even prepare emotionally for sending that child off to college. I remember when my oldest child went to college, we dropped him off and our younger child was in the car with us coming home. We had about a 5-hour drive home and I was just sobbing the whole way home. I got home and told my husband, I cannot cook dinner. You have to take me out to dinner. And I need a stiff drink too or something. And so I went up to change from that long day's drive. And I came down dressed in black and did not realize it. I was in mourning and it came out. And so I think that there's an opportunity and a challenge to number one, grieve that part of our lives. We, you know, when we have a loss like that and we don't even realize it, I mean, I was a busy working person and yet there was this grieving that was taking place in me. And now, you know, 8 years later, I have married that oldest son, and I'm grateful that we've had the time to sort of let that emptiness progress as it should. I mean, we want to give our children wings. We want them to be independent. But at each stage, there is a new level of letting go and a new level of grieving, but we can do that well. And in that grieving, we can have gratitude for what we've been able to accomplish with our children, where they are. We can have gratitude for what lies ahead and the opportunity to be useful and productive and have time actually for some of the things that we may have put off in those child raising years.
So from a practical standpoint, then, is that what you recommend someone do to address these issues of this loss, is to take on some challenges, activities, projects you've always wanted to do but never had the time?
I think there's a balance there. The answer is yes and no. You know, sometimes we, especially as in the busyness of our lives, balancing work and home, we can just move into sort of busyness that doesn't have purpose. I think that there's a benefit in sitting back and reassessing, having a time and a period of quiet to really look at, okay, what would be purposeful in this next phase of my life, rather than just defaulting to busyness.
And if you're just now tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz, and we're talking today with Dr. Barbara Boatwright. She's a clinical psychologist. She's a boomer woman. She has gone through what many of you may be going through right now or have experienced, where you're an empty nester. You're thinking about what to do in this next best phase of our lives, as we like to call it on Let's Talk Boomers. And Barbara, what is the website, or how can someone talk to you that's listening right now? How can they find you?
We have a website called myliferesources.org, and you can even just Google Life Resources Mount Pleasant, and it will take you to our website.
Great. MyLifeResources, plural, .org. And part of what we talk about on Let's Talk Boomers is reinventing ourselves. And Linda, I want to bring you in on this part of the conversation. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Glad to have you again, Linda. You're Linda Waterman. You have started Refreshed Women. And let's talk about Refreshed Women. How did that organization get started?
Well, I love what Barbara just said. She's absolutely correct. We reach different stages in our life where there comes a point of closure to some aspect of our life and new beginnings and fresh starts. And if we don't recognize that this is our moment to stop, to think about what purposeful thing that really is, how am I wired? What has God done in my life to make me who I am? What do I really love to do? What is purposeful in my life that I'd like to pursue from this point, rather than just becoming busy? I think busyness is a chronic problem all over our nation, for women in particular. And so Refreshed Women was begun for women at exactly that moment. It's like we all come together, these women, and we have a large group now, We encourage and inspire and motivate one another to say, okay, what is it I really need to do with the next transition in my life? Mm-hmm. What would be fulfilling to me? What would make me feel like I had left a legacy? And I know you're going to talk with Barbara about her 100-year plan for Life Resources. I mean, what am I doing with my time and my energy? And then we come together and we bring speakers who talk about just those kinds of things, those different issues. And we have a great time. We love it.
And I have attended. It is a great time. It's a lot of fun. And I believe, Linda, that the next luncheon is coming up very soon, isn't it?
Very important. Our September launch is this Thursday, because I know this is airing Saturday, and it's this coming Thursday, 5 days from now. And we would love everybody to come. We still have several seats. You need to immediately register at Refreshed Women. It's refreshedwomen@gmail.com, because it's filling up fast and space is limited. But we do have a wonderful speaker, Angela Henderson, who is a life coach, and she'll be speaking on It's a Good Time to Be You.
I love that. A good time to be you. Love it. So, Barbara, I want to go back and don't want to leave this segment without bringing up how you reinvented yourself with Life Resources. What is that?
Life Resources is a faith-integrated mental health center serving all ages, children, adults, older people. And I had been in practice in a private practice group with three other therapists who were about 15 years older than I. And the time came when they were moving into retirement, and one has recently passed away. And I realized that I was going to be the last person standing. And because of the transformation that I had personally experienced as I had matured in my Christian faith and in my walk, I realized that God can bring healing at a much deeper level than psychology can. And I'm not dissing psychology. I am very much a scientist by training and in my heart. But I think that the best combination for moving forward in our lives in the places where we're stuck, for having healing in the places where we are hurt and broken, in our families and in our own individual lives, is really to have that integration of science and faith.
So with Life Resources, this nonprofit, it's a 501c3.
Yes.
And how, when someone comes to you and wants to go to Life Resources, what about payment? How does that work?
Well, one of the things that was very important to me is that people have access to good mental health care. All you have to do is look at the news and see the impact that mental illness has on our society, especially when people are not treated well or not treated at all. And so we wanted to make good mental health care available to everyone. And so we, going with the 501c3, allows us to accept donations so that we can offer scholarship assistance for people who come to Life Resources based on their financial need. And through that, we're able to offer sliding scale services.
That is absolutely wonderful. So Life Resources at 501c3, the website for that again is myliferesources.org. What is the 100-year vision that you have for Life Resources? What is that?
Well, as I mentioned before, I had the privilege of working with wonderful psychologists in the earlier stage of my career, and I recognized that they were leaving a legacy and a deposit in me as I learned from their wisdom. And as an integrated psychologist, there's not much training in that arena, and I really wanted to come alongside other therapists in this sort of second phase of my career, if you will, and leave a legacy that was not about myself, to leave a standing institution for the community that would continue to offer quality mental health services, 100 years from now.
And we talk about that a lot on the show in Let's Talk Boomers. What legacy do you want to leave? We're really, really big on planning.
Right.
Because as you start this next best phase of your lives, as you're dealing with aging parents, younger kids, sandwich boomers, plans are important, and legacy is part of that plan.
Yes.
So I love the fact that you brought up the term legacy, and that's what Life Resources is to you, and hence your 100-year vision.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Think about that. As you're doing things in life, what's the impact 100 years from now? I love that. So is there anything else that you'd like to add, Barbara, as we unfortunately have to come to the close of this segment?
You know, I guess I would say that when we look at the people who are the happiest and the most satisfied with their lives, they are living for something beyond themselves. And so when we come into these transition times, sometimes a sudden unexpected transition, a death, a serious illness, beyond just the empty nest, we're all facing those kinds of transitions with greater rapidity in this second half of our lives. And so reinventing ourselves really is about looking to where we can leave that legacy. And it doesn't have to be a legacy of a business. It can be a legacy with your family. It can be pouring in to other people. And so in the loneliness and the repurposing that we need to, that we're faced with at this stage of life, I think looking at, you know, for instance, if you're dealing with loneliness, then go and reach out to lonely people. Go and volunteer your time somewhere. And find that place where giving back becomes life-giving for you.
That's wonderful advice. And thank you so much for being here today, Barbara.
It's a delight. Thank you, Rebecca. And I'm delighted to meet you.
Same. same here. I enjoyed it very much. And to learn more about Dr. Barbara Boatwright and Life Resources, go to myliferesources.org. And thank you, Linda Waterman, for being here as well.
Thank you. I love being here.
I love it as well. And be sure and check out Refreshed Women September 1st at Liberty Tap Room and Grill. That's a Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Refreshedwomen.org. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imhaltz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.